An XLTracks.com featured interview. Giving independent artists a voice. A voice. I am proud to feature Los Angeles producer, songwriter Big Swede. This DJ has amazing career highlights that include 2 Grammy nominations for his singles Falling in Love Again and I Want to Love You. Without realizing it, you may have heard some of his work because his music is on very popular TV shows like NCIS, CSI Miami, and Lie to Me. Big Swede has many other credits to his name as he has produced and worked with many big names in the industry. We met up with Big Swede to tell us about a track that had caught my eye called Aliens in Hollywood.
The idea for this track came from, you know, when I saw these people riding into Hollywood, coming from everywhere, you know, going into Hollywood on a Friday or Saturday night to go clubbing. And, you know, people would be so dressed up and tweaked out that, you know, sometimes it kind of reminded me of aliens. So then I was thinking, you know, wouldn't it be cool instead of, you know, people driving their tweaked out cars into Hollywood to the club, wouldn't it be great we all could, you know, fly our own spaceships into Hollywood and kind of park it outside the club. So there you go. That's the hook of the track.
Now that right there is a very deep sense of observation. We asked Big Swede to tell us about some of the highlights that he has enjoyed in his career so far.
One of those success moments that definitely stands out was the first time I had my own music on national television, and it was an NCIS show, and it was actually pretty cool when I turned on that show and my music was on there. And of course, since then I've been on a ton of shows and I've had a lot of music on different shows, so, but that was pretty cool. Another one was when I had the opportunity to compose a Mercedes commercial, which featured Roger Federer, the tennis player.
With the price of success comes some tougher moments, and Big Swede tells us about those.
A struggling moment that stands out is definitely one time when I had been in Germany. I just moved here, but I was going on tour in Germany, and I'd been there playing drums with somebody, and I actually got stopped in immigration due to there was something wrong with my work permit. And so I had to go back to Europe, to Sweden, and take care of those papers. And it was crazy. It was a crazy couple of days. I did 3 transatlantic flights in 3 days. But I finally got it squared out. So
those that enjoy success, we know, work very hard for what they accomplish. And that's why we can ask you with confidence, what are you working on for the future?
Coming up, I have definitely more house tracks coming this year. And then I am finishing a rock record, which is a whole other world, with 16 high-profile guests on there that I have worked with earlier years. And it's a slamming rock and roller, whole other style. The name of the project is Refurbished, and the record is going to be called Show Up for the Showdown. And then also, we just released a version of the Hawaii 5-0 theme called High 5-0. It was me and a trans producer, DJ called Les Hemstock. We did a version of the Hawaii 5-0 theme, and then we had my friend Papa D, who is the rap ragamaster from Sweden, rap on it in a breakdown. So that one is out now on iTunes. And the project goes under Prune Brothers, featuring Papa D. And then I am continuing to do tracks for all these different TV shows as well.
Wow, those are very impressive projects in the works. We look forward to hearing your music on television, and we encourage our listeners to look up your music on iTunes. Thank you so much for allowing us to feature you on the Dibble B Show. And now, without further ado, please present to us your smashing single.
This is Big Swede, and you're listening to my single called Aliens in Hollywood on XLTracks.com.
something strange in all this room, of my house.